It's Enid Sports Talk Live on KCRC.
We're back here on Enid Sports Talk Live from Billy Sims Barbecue in Enid. A big thank you once again to Chisholm Head Girls Basketball Coach Tana Gregg for a few good minutes on segment two. Now we move just down the road to Covington Douglas High School to see how the Wildcats are doing on the hardwood this season. We're now joined alongside the head coach of the boys basketball team at CD, Kenny Darty. Coach, I appreciate you joining us on air tonight.
I appreciate you having me.
Coach, solid season for the Wildcats so far, 18-4 overall. You're coming off five straight wins at this point of the season. I'd imagine you're pretty happy, but I'll ask the question anyways. What's your sense of the season overall and where the team finds itself with only one regular season game left?
Right about where we want to play. We want to be playing our best basketball at the end. And I think kind of a wake-up call, a humble experience at the Skelter getting beat by Drummond kind of woke us up a little bit to know that we could be beat because we'd had an eight-game winning streak then. So that's something they've never experienced. And so to lose that game, I think, kind of woke us up a little bit.
And it's interesting you mentioned Drummond because you played Drummond last night. Completely different game. You guys blow them out by over 30. I'd imagine mentally for your boys, that was a huge stepping stone to just get over that hump and move forward. What went into that game, especially after that loss at the Skelter?
Coaching, you know, I said it was bad coaching the first time we played them. Wasn't a good matchup, and I didn't make any adjustments. We made some adjustments the second time and didn't press them and didn't play man-to-man. We went to more of a zone and just tried to slow them down a little bit. So we did that, and it was our senior night. It was the last time those guys were going to play on their home floor since we're not getting to host districts. And so there's a lot of motivation going into that game.
And we'll touch on that whole district scenario when we get down to the playoffs. Interesting, Skelter. You guys are on a nice little stride afterwards. I looked over the schedule, and it kind of surprised me for a little bit. You guys are 18-4, but those four losses, none of them are to Class B teams. They're all to Class A teams. What is the sense of the success for this program? I know historically Covington Douglas, they've been through a couple of divots in the road, and now you guys are kind of surging at the right time. What's this whole season been like for you?
It's been a whirlwind. The community's embraced it. Our school's embraced it. Our young kids have embraced it. Our junior high kids have embraced it. It's just that excitement for basketball in general that for the 5 years previous that I've been there, you just haven't felt. So the kids are really embracing it. They're loving it. You know, it's something that they haven't got to experience. You know, 2 years ago we won one game, last year six. So to completely turn it around it's been a fun experience. And in my 10 years of head coaching, this is the best season I've had.
Well, it's definitely been fun for us watching it as well. We're talking with Kenny Darty, the head basketball coach for the boys basketball team at Covington Douglas. We're here on Enid Sports Talk Live from Billy Sims Barbecue in Enid. Get some of the sandwiches. There's some great meats on those as well. Brisket, pulled pork, smoked chicken. You pair that with a nice sideliner, and you can walk away eating like a champion today. It's interesting, Coach, because you mentioned the community. You mentioned everybody in Covington and Douglas buying into the Wildcat season, and you brought up your team. We'll touch on some of the individuals in a minute. Have they gotten the sense of what they've put together this year? Because you mentioned they've struggled so many, you know, years consecutively, and now it's all clicking at the right time. Have they gotten the sense of what they've created so far, or is it just kind of you want to keep them in the groove, and if they don't realize it, fine, I mean, as long as we play well?
I think just keep them consistent. Our practices are fun. I don't know if they really understand what they've done, but right now they've just got that sense of confidence, and you can tell it in the games. When it gets to a close game or we get behind, we don't panic anymore. We just feel like we just raise our game to a new level. So it's, you know, when we talk about the community as a whole, too, I think we really got to touch on our girls basketball program, too.
They're also doing well. You're right.
They're 16-6. You know, so when you got both teams that are playing really, really well and winning a lot of games, it just brings everybody together.
No, and it's a good point that you mentioned the Lady Wildcats as well, because they're also having a very good season. Now, it's interesting. We wanted to shelve the individual players, and now we'll focus on a few of them. Everyone in Northwest Oklahoma should know about Gavin Smith at this point. He's having a great season overall. But you throw in other players like Tate Verska, maybe another senior who probably doesn't get as much limelight. Dalton and Jacob, they're having good seasons as well. And there's this freshman named Glory Humba who comes on in, and he's lighting it up. And he has one of the best stories I've ever heard coming into Covington. And we'll touch on him individually in a minute. This group, day-to-day, for you, in practice, in games, what are they like to work with?
They're phenomenal. I mean, Gavin's done this for 4 years now. He's a born scorer. He can score the basketball, and when he gets hot and he starts hitting shots, he's one of the most dynamic scorers in Northwest Oklahoma.
I agree.
And then you throw in Tate. You know, everybody coming in the season, when you try to game plan for Gavin and Tate, those are the two you've always had to stop. And, you know, now you kind of turned it to where they got to try to stop Glory and Gavin. And there was a game where they went to a triangle and two against Pioneer, and they dared Tate to shoot it, and Tate hit seven threes and carried us to a victory there. And then he had a career high of 31 at MO. And so he's very capable of scoring. And so you give him those opportunities, he's going to burn you on it.
Now, Glory specifically is a freshman. And normally in Northwest Oklahoma, just considering the caliber of players that are here, you hardly ever see freshmen kind of go about it the way Glory has. And you can correct me on some of this. A refugee from the Congo comes on in, moves into Covington. You have the full story. I've never heard anything like this before. And here comes this kid, very humble. I've spoken to him individually. Great kid and one heck of a ball player. Tell me a little bit about Glory Humba and his story.
Very intelligent kid. Like you said, very humble. Wants the American dream, wants to be a college basketball player. And if at this rate that he's going right now, he's got every tool to make that.
I believe that.
You know, people are going to say, well, he needs to be taller. But I think he's got the skills to do it. He can score willingly. But, right now he's kind of banged up a little bit. But still, his 50% is better than a lot of kids' 100%. But what I'm more impressed is just how he's carried himself and got his teammates involved. And it's made Gavin and Tate's games a lot easier. Gavin doesn't have to try to force or create as much. He's getting open looks, and it's just made the team all around better.
Did you teach him how to be that fast?
No.
One of the quickest kids on the court, I'll tell you what.
Very quick. His handling, if you look at it, years past, everybody's tried to press us, and as soon as he comes in the game, they don't press us anymore.
No.
Because he's a one-man press breaker. So it's just helped our all-around team and our game, and just his leadership qualities, too, they feed off of it. And the thing I'll say about our kids is they want to win. And that's what they've embraced with him is they have a golden opportunity right here, and they've embraced it, and they want it.
And they're all very much so ingrained in the community as well, which is something I've seen just being on the sidelines and watching Covington games, not even being on the air. You can get the sense from the fans that also come in and watch, these boys are very responsive to that, which is a good thing, and a testament to you as well. Before we get to your spot in the bracket in Class B and where you're going in the playoffs, there's one more Skelter Conference game to play. It's your regular season finale against a very good Garber Wolverine team. They've also had a bit of a resurgence this year under head coach Jones. What have you seen from Garber this season? Obviously, you saw them at the Skelter, and how do you hope to end the regular season portion of your schedule?
They're big, they're athletic, great guard play. The Bennett kid is very good. BB really carries them, in my opinion. But they just play well together. They're very athletic. We got a lot riding on this game. We know that Palm Creek's the best team in the conference, and they're going to sew the conference championship up. But right now, we're in second place. With their loss to Pioneer last night. So we've got a lot of motivation because now we know what's in front of us. And going into that game, we could tie for second, but now we know we go win that game. We're second place overall, and there's no question about it. So to go play at Garber in a brand-new gym that they've got, it just doesn't get any better than that.
We are speaking with Kenny Darty, the head basketball coach for the boys at Covington Douglas on Enid Sports Talk Live. Not only do they have great sandwiches, you can get some spuds and chili. I've had their loaded baked potato. It's absolutely fantastic. You throw on some of the meat as well, and you can walk away eating like a champion right here in Enid on Garriott Road. Now, Coach, we talked a little bit before going on air. Your draw in the Class B boys bracket. Covington's going east. There's a couple of local teams that'll join you when you guys get over there. But you're going to Coyle. You're a ranked squad, winning record. Better than Coyle and Kearney in terms of record this season, and you don't host. Interesting. I know that you're not exactly thrilled about it. Take me into your draw on how everything kind of played out when you saw the bracket.
Yeah, it kind of startled me a little bit. It kind of was a slap in the face. You finally get, you win some games, and you feel like you've accomplished some things that you really want. And, Covington hasn't hosted a district since 1991, and so we really thought our draw was going to be there. But I couldn't honestly be more happy and satisfied with what our regional is and our area prospects are. The positive is we go play a district game at Coyle, and nobody else has played in that gym, and then the next week we get to go play in the first round of the winner's bracket, hopefully, in the area game at Coyle. So we get a game under our belt where Timberlake and Burlington and some of those other teams aren't going to be there. So I think it might benefit us in the long run.
Yeah, and the road that you have, it's pretty interesting. You mentioned it. Burlington, pretty good team. Timberlake, one of the best in Class B as well. And you guys might be on a collision course. It might be all Northwest Oklahoma out in Coyle. Interesting how that kind of played out also.
Yes, and I think you got to throw Medford in there too. I agree. Medford probably being there with Burlington. And Timberlake's really, really good. They've got some size, got some guards, won a lot of games this year. Scary group that I think could make a run at the state tournament. So I think I can put myself and our team in that same category. And then Burlington's Burlington. Burlington kids know how to win, state tournament experience, and you never can count them out.
Finally for you, Coach, with a season full of so many memories and firsts for the Wildcats, what are you looking forward to most as the season comes to a close? How far do you think you guys can go? Is it sky the limit with this group? Where are you, and where's the sense for your boys as well going into your regular season finale and hopefully a long run after?
In seasons past, you think the season takes so long because you've lost, and this year it's gone by so fast that at a blink of an eye. And right now it's just, I think the sky is the limit. I think we could get a lot of things accomplished. I think we could make a run in the area. You know, you got Earlsboro waiting there probably for whoever wins that in the area finals. But I think even if we came through the loser bracket, I still think there's that opportunity. I just don't think the kids understand where we're at, and that's a good thing, is I don't think they're going to be shell-shocked because they're not expected to be there. They've never been expected to be there, and now that they're there, they just go play the game and play it hard. And I think now that we've got some excitement and they've played in some bigger, in front of bigger crowds this year, I don't think it's going to matter where we're at.
Sometimes what the youngsters don't know doesn't hurt them.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you what, I think Covington Douglas may have a few tricks up their sleeves rolling forward. You guys are one of the best stories in Northwest Oklahoma, in my opinion. I'm excited to see where you end up going in Class B. We'll be there the whole way, so it'll be a lot of fun when we head out east. That was head coach Kenny Darty for the Covington Douglas boys basketball team as they look to take on Garber a little later this week in the regular season finale on Friday. Coach, I appreciate your time. Great conversation. We'll see you down the road.
I appreciate it. One other thing I can say real
quick, sir, is I
want to give a shout-out to our academic team. Mr. Sharp, they're going to state tournament. I got a couple of basketball boys on there that'll be at the state tournament this weekend for academics. So it's pretty cool what's going on at Covington right now.
Good on the court and good with their academics as well. Coach, I appreciate your time
today. Appreciate you.
Next up, we'll speak with Enid High School head girls basketball coach Garrett Spears. This is Enid Sports Talk live from Billy Sims Barbecue on CTV Sports.